talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I just got a great message that just came in on the Montana Talks app. This came from Tim in Savage out there on the Montana North Dakota border out there in Mondakistan. He says this, in the words of Charlie Kirk, prove me wrong. Try to find the words of Charlie to back up these BS claims of racism and hate that they claim. Tim, you're exactly right. They can't do it. Now, they'll attempt to do it like this guy did on the Cat Country Facebook page. They'll throw out a quote thinking that that's the right quote or deliberately lying to people about the quote. And then, of course, then you follow up with, hey, here's the Daily Wire piece exposing that that quote that you just shared is wrong. You actually misquoted Charlie Kirk to claim that he's racist. And oh, by the way, a liberal Washington Post columnist did the same thing. And now she's looking for a job. There was another. You know, fake news thing that a lot of folks on the left are running with. They believe this stuff. They actually think that the assassination suspect is a conservative because that's what their liberal media folks that they follow are telling them. They are straight up being lied to about who the suspect is. And they fall for it hook, line, and sinker every single time. So many of these folks on the left. Because they are surrounded by a fake news echo chamber that gives them bad information. All right, let's go right into the phone lines. We've got Fred in the Flathead now with us on the phones. Fred, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, that was a great picture and memories of your wife on that couch. It just goes to show you how you need to take the time for that kind of picture. You just never know what's going to happen the next time you see people. And what I called about over the weekend, I was really disappointed in Washington politicians, including Representative Zinke. A lot of talk about both side-isms and stuff. Let's get along. Let's tone it down. What I really want is I want to see quiet, effective action. Things like Stephen Miller and J.D. Vance were talking about. I'd like to see a Charlie Kirk-inspired march through the institutions, if you get the play on that. Over the weekend, there was a survey done of where did all these radical comments come from, the hateful, just deranged comments, and the majority of them came through the public education and education in general, and lots of private schools too, K through 12 and colleges. So I think one of the things we need to do is take the fight, politically speaking, of course, but always keep your powder dry just in case, personal defense plan for these people to show up, the deranged demon savages. But politically, I'm talking about take the fight to their strongholds. And one of the things we need to do is disavow our romantic notion of our little local school and where our kid goes and our grandkids go. They might be good and your teachers might be nice there, but the system itself is not good. It's originally was, there's lots of research you can do on the roots of public education. And it's about indoctrination of your kids.
Hey, hold that thought. Hold that thought, Fred, if you can. I want to come back to you on this topic. Yeah, what was it down in Texas or something where they had over 100 teachers that were celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk? Hold that thought. We'll come back to you after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With considerable cloud cover and some scattered showers and a few thunder showers around the area as we head through the day today. High temperature readings will range from around 70 in Bozeman as well as Billings. For tonight, some scattered showers, thunder showers possible, mainly early on. Temperatures will drop back off into the mid-50s. And then the outlook for Wednesday calls for partly sunny skies. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley.
This is House Call for Health. New research suggests smoking may increase the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Scientists analyzing data from over 3,300 people with type 2 diabetes and 3,800 healthy people. Those who smoked were more than twice as likely as non-smokers to develop type 2 diabetes, especially if they were genetically predisposed to the condition. Heavy smokers had an even greater risk. The study also finding smokers had a 20% increased risk for severe insulin-dependent diabetes, characterized by a lack of insulin, a 29% increased risk for mild obesity-related diabetes, and a 27% higher risk for mild age-related diabetes associated with aging. The new research was presented at the annual meeting of the European Association for the Study of Diabetes in Vienna, Austria. Research presented at medical meetings, generally considered preliminary, until it appears in a peer-reviewed medical journal. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
You know, there is something about standing alongside fellow patriots. There is something about being amongst warriors. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We've got to be amongst some great patriots and warriors over the past few days. The UM Military Alumni Reunion, 9/11 ceremonies across the state. But the reality is every day here with Montana Talks, we're amongst some incredible warriors. You, some incredible patriots. You can call in statewide right here, 9 to 10.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's go back to Fred in the Flathead here, joining us on the phone lines. Fred, before we talk more about, you know, the public education system and more importantly, the radical far left teachers unions that hold so much of that system hostage. Yesterday I went and listened to what Congressman Ryan Zinke had to say on CNN, and the sense that I got from his remarks was he was saying, he said, look, this is not a Republican thing or a Democrat thing. We need to just call for an end to all political violence. At least the soundbite that I heard, I didn't find anything wrong with his statement whatsoever. But nonetheless, I think I hear where guys like you and our friend John Jackson are coming from, which is like, you know, what we really appreciate right now is the message of Vice President J.D. Vance. I thought he was spot on. I don't know if you got a chance to hear him on Charlie Kirk, you know, guest hosting Charlie Kirk's show yesterday. But, I mean, he basically made the point that is encapsulated in a Federalist.com piece this morning. No peace or unity with a violent, unrepentant left. You have to call out this violent, unrepentant left. They don't want to talk to you. They don't care what you have to say. They don't care how peaceful and how nice and how diplomatic you are. They want you dead. They want you behind bars. They are sick. They are twisted, and they need to be called out. And I think Stephen Miller and crew are working on that plan right now to go after these left-wing Trans-Tifa and Antifa domestic terrorists. It's part of the overall crime problem that we've got in America, right?
Right. And, you know, I don't necessarily, I'm not going to want to focus so much on what they're saying, but like Rush used to say, I don't want to get along with them. I want to defeat them. And so I think it's important to recognize you aren't going to get along with these radicals, people that are going to take a rifle and shoot some. Just sitting in the middle talking. So that's all I'm saying. I'd like to see action. I don't mean, you know, I like the words of Stephen Miller and J.D. Vance, but I want to see that turned into some action. And I don't even care if they talk about it. I just do it.
Yeah, good point. Before we quickly run out of time again, talk about the teachers unions, the far left teachers unions. Because this is a good point to make here. When you look at some of the worst things that have happened to this country, the national far-left teachers unions have been right in the middle of it. And I think it was down in Texas where you saw a whole pile of school teachers who were celebrating and cheering the political assassination of Charlie Kirk. And thankfully, I think Texas is basically firing or at least disciplining and holding them accountable. And again, I think to quote what I think is another Federalist.com piece here, this isn't about cancel culture. This is about accountability. And especially if you are working in a position of the public trust, you should be held accountable for things like that.
Well, Aaron, you know, both that, we go back even further and just think, you know, you go to your local school and you go, oh, that's a nice place and I'm glad it's here. But you got to look at it as it's connected all the way back to the roots of public education and Dewey and influenced by a lot of leftist callers. I mean, Paulo Freire, others, and you could look into this. I'm not an expert on it, but it's very well documented. all the way through the teachers' colleges to now the unions. And so maybe even back then they were more common sense, but they are controlled by, I mean, out of control leftists, and like not just like tax policy, actual just crazy immorality and deranged behavior. That's not the majority, but that's who controls it, and that's where it lives. That's where it's fomented, and that's where it's actualized in college. The seeds are planted in K through 12, and it's actualized when they get to colleges. It's not just public schools. It's found its way into a lot of private schools, including Christian schools. The point is, if you have to pay out of your own pocket, maybe even a voucher, you're going to pay a lot of attention to what goes on at that public school. And let's tie it into the property tax. So I think about 50% of our property tax goes for public school. That's ridiculous.
Well, and even if you deal with property tax at the state level, you're right. The vast bulk of that comes at the local and the county level. I tell you what, you mentioned higher education. Fred, wait till you hear this outrageous story. This literally, I just spotted this news story out of the Missoulian. Far left activists had about 200 people rallying on the UM campus just this past weekend on Sunday, and absolutely despicable what these activists at the University of Montana were saying and doing. I'll get to that coming up after the break. But first, I mentioned Vice President J.D. Vance guest hosting the Charlie Kirk Show yesterday. Here's what he had to say about this whole unity message.
There is no unity with people who scream at children.
All right, let me go back to it here. Sorry, I've got my phone system working, the same computer I'm using for the clips here. So here we go.
There is no unity with people who scream at children over their parents' politics. There is no unity with someone who lies about what Charlie Kirk said in order to excuse his murder. There is no unity with someone who harasses an innocent family the day after the father of that family lost a dear friend. There is no unity with the people who celebrate Charlie Kirk's assassination. And there is no unity with the people who fund these articles, who pay the salaries of these terrorist sympathizers, who argue that Charlie Kirk, a loving husband and father, deserved a shot to the neck because he spoke words with which they disagree. Did you know that the George Soros Open Society Foundation and the Ford Foundation, the groups who funded that disgusting article justifying Charlie's death, do you know they benefit from generous tax treatment? They are literally subsidized by you and me, the American taxpayer, and how do they reward us? By setting fire to the house built by the American family over 250 years.
All right, there you go. Vice President J.D. Vance guest hosting the Charlie Kirk Show yesterday. We've got more highlights. Back with your calls and more right after this.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. A Republican state attorney general is fighting to keep recently overturned gun laws on the books in his state. Tennessee Attorney General Jonathan Scrimeti wants a state appeals court to stay a ruling from a lower court that said Tennessee's so-called going armed law was unconstitutional. Gun Owners of America sued over that law, which, despite the state dropping its permitting requirements, still criminalized the act of carrying one's firearms, in many cases, even on one's own property. Scrimeti is a Republican, which has some Second Amendment adherents confused. Meanwhile, last week in Florida, a mid-level state appeals court overturned the state's ban on open carry following a lawsuit by a man arrested for having a holstered handgun visible. And Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer cheers the decision, calling Florida open carry the law of the land. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by autumn.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument, the rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
Yesterday, Northern Livestock Video Auction hosted its fall premier sale, and prices for feeder cattle were continuing to see strong prices. We also saw an early test for what bred cattle are bringing as well. Northern Livestock Video Auctioneer, Ty Thompson.
A solid and broken mouth cows, and they bring from 2,900 to 3,200, so that market was real good with a lot of demand. There's probably more activity on the mid-age and older cows because we're dealing with guys in the Midwest that have feed, where the guys buying the young cows, I think a lot of them aren't ready to buy the cows yet. You know, they don't have the calf checks in the bank. They don't know what their needs are yet, but it was still good.
Commercial bred heifers averaged over $4,226 a head, with the range anywhere from $3,600 all the way up to $5,000 a head.
And then we had those outstanding sets, of course, those Denny Top heifers out of South Dakota. Started out with the F1 Black Baldies, three or four lots of them bring $4,900 to $5,000. And the kicker to those heifers, they're tremendous, tremendous quality and genetics and years of it, but they deliver the end of this month and brought $4,900 to $5,000. Then the straight black heifers, kind of $4,400 to $4,500 on those. As long as they had some quality, would trade right around that $4,000 to $4,150 money, and there was good demand all the way through.
Brad, cattle prices expected to continue to grow stronger throughout the fall and early winter. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Message that came in on the Montana Talks app. I forgot about this story. Do you guys remember this one? When was this? This was only like, what, 2 or 3 years ago or something like that. Do you guys remember, wasn't it a basketball game? Was it a women's basketball game? Was it a men's basketball game? Do you guys remember this at MSU, at Montana State University? A listener in Bozeman just sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. Let's not forget our esteemed Montana State University fires an announcer for making a joke about Antifa, a terrorist organization. Also, calling Portland the dump that it is was a fireable offense. Los Angeles is a liberal cesspool, and Montana's education system is just as woke as any in Oregon. That came from a listener in Bozeman. It only gave me a nickname. It didn't give me like a real name. So anyway, but thanks to that listener in Bozeman. Yeah, I totally forgot about that story. I remember when that announcer got fired. But yet, oh, nope, can't fire all these jack wagons celebrating the assassination of a young man who simply allowed his opponents to step up to a microphone and have an honest debate. Listen to these psychopaths that were on the University of Montana campus Sunday afternoon. I doubt they had just left church, too, by the way. Unless it was that one with the rainbow transgender flag flying out in front of it there. Grizzlies fight back. UM students rally administration to take progressive stances. Okay, Missoulian, that's your headline. Tell me what is so progressive about cheering on the assassination of somebody you disagree with. Is that progress? Is that progressive? Sounds pretty medieval if you ask me. Grizzlies fight back was a call and response chant heard. This is from the Missoulian across the University of Montana campus Sunday afternoon at a rally hosted by a number of left-leaning organizations. Do tell us who these left-leaning organizations are. And do tell us how much taxpayer funds they're getting, or student funds they might be getting, or campus funds they might be getting. They called their event Grizzlies Fight Fascism. Isn't that just cute? The fascists cheering on political assassinations claim to be the ones fighting fascism. The fascists claim to be the ones fighting fascism. It's so leftist of you. The Missoulian reports there were dozens of signs in the crowd of about 200 people with one featuring a grizzly holding President Donald Trump in its mouth with a string pulley for the jaw to move. Another sign read, quote, and I share this to show you how sick and twisted these left-wing activists and organizers, whatever the hell you want to call them, actually are. Another sign read, quote, rot in hell, Charlie Kirk. These people who get so demonic at the mention of a Bible verse, these people who get so demonic when a Christian is allowed to speak on a college campus, they sure like to talk about hell a lot, don't they? Have you ever noticed that? Wait, do you believe in heaven and hell? Why are you talking about... Charlie Kirk is definitely in heaven right now, right? Anyway, they say that the intention of the rally was to put pressure on the administration at UM to, quote, be a part of the fight and a part of the solution. This is on the University of Montana campus. Now, I would say, as we told you yesterday, there was also on Friday night a big celebration of life for Charlie Kirk, and they had hundreds more students than that were there, including several of the football players and a lot of the student athletes as well. I wonder how many of this crowd of 200 people, how many were students, how many were faculty? These people need to be called out. These people need to be exposed. Every one of these left-leaning organizations that were a part of this need to be called out and need to be exposed. Here they are celebrating the death and the assassination of Charlie Kirk, which reminds me of a post on X by Tom Elliott over the weekend talking about the embrace of violence by the left, the cheering of political violence by the left. Now, look, we can say, well, it's not Republican or not Democrat. We should all condemn political violence. Yeah, that's true. But when you look at the numbers, the embrace and the cheerleading of political violence is clearly on the left. It is clearly within, let's just say it, not just the left, it is clearly being embraced with a wide swath of the Democrat Party. Tom Elliott shared the numbers. By the way, the phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. But Tom Elliott, at Tom S. Elliott on X, shared the numbers here. Left-wing Americans increasing enthusiasm for violence. 48% of liberals said it would be justified to kill Elon Musk. 55% said it would be justified to kill Trump. 58% said destroying Tesla dealerships is partially acceptable. 22% of Democrats said they believed it was acceptable to murder the United Health CEO. More than 40% of students who describe themselves as democratic socialists say they support violence to stop speech they oppose. This is according to FIRE. The percentage of students favoring violence to stop speech has grown 80% over the last 5 years, with the most support among left-wing students. Now, Vice President J.D. Vance talked about this a little bit while he was guest hosting the Charlie Kirk Show yesterday. And he made the point that, look, there are nut jobs, there are nut cases on every side, in every party, in every political movement. But look at the numbers and where the bulk of these nut cases are.
One truth is that 24% of self-described, quote, very liberals believe it is acceptable to be happy about the death of a political opponent, while only 3% of self-described very conservatives agree. 3% is too many, of course. Another truth is that 26% of young liberals believe political violence is sometimes justified, and only 7% of young conservatives say the same. Again, too high a number. In a country of 330 million people, you can, of course, find one person of a given political persuasion justifying this or that or almost anything. But the data is clear. People on the left are much likelier to defend and celebrate political violence. This is not a both sides problem. If both sides have a problem, one side has a much bigger and malignant problem, and that is the truth we must be told.
One side was praying on Friday night on the University of Montana campus and Thursday night on the Montana State University campus. One side was praying and singing. One side continues to extend an olive branch to folks from the other side. Another side, where were they on Sunday afternoon? I just told you about some of the signs where they were cheering on the death of Charlie Kirk and hoping for basically the death of Donald J. Trump. There's a clear difference between both sides right now, and everybody out there knows it. 406-294-0970.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Look, when you see the embrace of political violence by so many in the left, and you're seeing the embrace of political violence being celebrated by these leftists on the campus of the University of Montana, and I'll bet you if there were folks who have their phones out, you would find it and document it at all of these campuses here in Montana at one point or another. But look. It truly is. I've said before, like I said earlier in the 6 o'clock hour, this is much bigger than politics. This isn't political. This is spiritual. What we are seeing going on in this country right now is a battle of good versus evil. These people literally get all whipped up into a frenzy because they want to be able to chop body parts off of kids. They want to give life-altering drugs to kids in the name of their radical transgender agenda. You know, when you see these leftists on the University of Montana campus wave signs reading, "Rot in Hell, Charlie Kirk," remember, they're probably the same people that also waved flags taking the side of the Hamas terrorists following the despicable October 7th terrorist attacks against Israel. The same people cheering the raising of a political flag over the city of Missoula, over the city of Butte, and over the city of Bozeman. Because now, why, as we've said before, were they raising those flags? It's because trashing your religion is their religion. That's right. Even over the Irish Catholic stronghold of Butte, America, they raised that same flag because in the Irish Catholic stronghold of Butte, America, trashing your religion is their religion. Now, Newt Gingrich, he was on Fox Business. And he talked about what is currently causing this national, you know, crisis and this national chaos, whatever you want to refer to it on. He was on with Larry Kudlow and talking about, you know, all of these challenges facing our country right now.
Pushes between good and evil. I'll be honest with you. Faith to me is right at the center of this awful story. The fight against faith, if you will. I'm just saying that's my take. What's yours?
I couldn't agree with you more. When the French Enlightenment mutated into an anti-Christian movement and secularism and the French Revolution began to literally try to replace Western civilization, including, for example, replacing the months with revolutionary names, killing thousands of people with a guillotine, from that point on, there has been a constant drive among Western elites that's anti-religious, that basically seeks to center the world on human beings. So that's exactly what God was talking about when it said you should have no other God before you. If you think you can change who you are sexually, if you think that your appetites, your interests, your desires are at the center of life, that you get to define, you're going down a path where there's a vacuum where there should be an active religious soul. That vacuum very often gets filled with drugs. The fact that we could lose 100,000 young people a year and not have a national crisis tells you that in a faith-based society where every soul matters, we would be in a frenzy to destroy the drug trade, including in China, where a large part of it comes from, including in Mexico, but also including in the United States. And we'd be serious about it. But somehow we're told, oh, well, you know, recreational drugs are funny. Hollywood makes movies about it. It's really okay. Then you get into sexual identity politics. All of these things create a period of instability in which there's nothing to grab. Yeah. The power of faith is that you know that you are less than God. You know that you only have salvation through faith. And you know that it's okay to live in a world where you're not going to be perfect, but you can find salvation anyway. You take all that away, and it becomes a nightmare and a jungle.
Yeah, thanks to our producer, Caden, for snagging that audio for us. I didn't even get a chance to listen to that full clip before you heard it right there along with me. But, yeah, basically trashing religion is their religion. That's essentially what Larry Kudlow just said there in that back and forth with Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich as well. A lot to talk about here this morning. One of the and by the way, let me tell you just real quickly, we've got some fresh content on our Montana Talks website here. What Charlie Kirk said in Montana back in March of 2020, plus Montanans weigh in, why the racism charge is complete BS. You can see those stories at MontanaTalks.com along with a whole bunch of other headlines. And the USS Montana's submarine sailors soaking up the Big Sky Country. You've got some photos of the USS Montana captain and crew on the ground here in Big Sky Country. I'll be playing some of those interviews here over the next couple of days for you as well. I got a chance to catch up with them on game day Saturday in Missoula. But, yeah, a lot to get to. One of the things I know we're going to talk about when John Jackson, the Joker from X, is with us in the house coming up in the next hour of the show is Stephen Miller and the plan to go after and dismantle and take on these radical, violent, left-wing organizations. Has to happen. So I'll hold on to some of that audio and some of those updates for you here coming up for next hour of the program. So in the meantime, though, one of the other audio clips that I want to hear this morning, it caught my eye earlier this morning. I was listening to Vice President J.D. Vance fill in on the Charlie Kirk show yesterday, some of those highlights, so I didn't get a chance to hear this clip yet. But do you guys remember the name Alex Brusewitz? Alex Brusewitz, great young man. He might even be younger than Charlie Kirk now, but Alex Brusewitz works very closely with Donald Trump Jr., President Trump, and the Trump family. He is literally sitting right next to President Trump, sitting right next to Donald Trump Jr., and so he's as a result also sat right next to Charlie Kirk. Alex Brusewitz came out here to Montana last year in the middle of that, you know, incredibly important United States Senate race here in the state of Montana, but he just spoke. He was speaking at a Lincoln-Reagan dinner, I think back in one of the Carolinas. Listen to what Alex Brusewitz had to say.
Charlie should be with us today. Irina Zaruska should be with us today. And they're not, because of certain leaders in this country. Because of the rhetoric that they use that inspires hate.
Yes.
The policies that they put in place that embolden evil. It can't continue this way. And again, this isn't right or left. This isn't Republican or Democrat. Every decent person in this country that still has a moral compass, that still has a pulse, that still has a conscience, must say enough. And this November, and November 4 years from now, and November 6 years from now, and into the future, I'm not asking you, I know we're at a Republican Day event, and by the way, please add the name Trump to Lincoln Reagan, if that's okay. No need to add Bush. But every election moving forward, I'm not asking you to vote Republican every time, but just vote with your morals. Vote with your heart.
All right, there you go, Alex Brusewitz. By the way, a lot of these Lincoln Reagan dinners here in Montana have already added Trump to the name. I've gotten to MC several of them. Okay, hey, I'll tell you what, guys. Let me give you some good tips here. Before the end of the year, before the year wraps up, a tax credit goes away. This is a tax credit that you can use to get. You've heard me talk about these Rinnai tankless water heaters where you never run out of hot water. Well, that tax credit runs out at the end of this year. So you got to get a hold of our friends at High Caliber Plumbing because they are officially certified to install the Rinnai tankless water heaters. And they can walk you through the process, the tax credit, and all of that. But, yeah, family-owned, veteran-owned business. Ron Gunn is the owner of High Caliber Plumbing. They've been proudly serving the Billings, Bridger, Red Lodge, Columbus, and surrounding areas since 2005. Really cool family. He's got both his sons working for the company as well. Anyway, ask him about all the other cool stuff they can do for you as well. Go to HighCaliberPlumbing.com, HighCaliberPlumbing.com.
There's beauty in going places. But there's something remarkable in going further. Introducing Atmos Rewards, where your loyalty opens more doors. Travel the globe with the number one airline rewards program. Experience more than 1,000 global destinations with over 30 airline partners. And keep going further. Learn more at atmosrewards.com.
Fox News commentary.
In the aftermath of Charlie Kirk's assassination, the dark hole of social media is even darker than usual. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. 35 years on Wall Street taught me how to successfully invest in the stock market. In my four-part series, I'm going to teach you, too. Some of Fox Business's finest join me to help tell my story, impart crucial lessons from my Unstoppable Prosperity book, and to give you the tools to achieve your own financial dreams.
Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
To every anonymous and fringe troll, every media figure, every elected official who spoke out about Charlie's murder and added a but, maybe it's time to log off and take a hard look at your own humanity. Charlie didn't agree with you, he didn't like your rhetoric either, but he didn't want you dead, he just wanted to debate you. This twisted idea that saying something unpopular means you deserve to die is morally bankrupt and evil. And when you die, I hope no one's heartless enough to say, well, condolences, but she said things I didn't like, or sorry it happened, but he was offensive. How do we get to a place where people actually believe disagreement justifies death? It's sickening. But I still believe those voices, as loud and algorithm-fed as they are, do not represent the majority. I choose to believe that people, even on the left, were heartbroken by what happened to Charlie. And I believe most of us still know right from wrong. I'm Tommy Lahren.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With considerable cloud cover and some scattered showers and a few thundershowers around the area as we head through the day today. High temperature readings will range from around 70 in Bozeman as well as Billings. For tonight, some scattered showers, thundershowers possible, mainly early on. Temperatures will drop back off into the mid-50s. And then the outlook for Wednesday calls for partly sunny skies. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley.
So after the tragic news of this terrorist assassination on a great American patriot, Charlie Kirk, I went in and looked at our archives and looked back on our conversation with Charlie Kirk back in the spring of 2020, right before he spoke at an event in Kalispell. And what Charlie Kirk said back then in Kalispell rings even more true today. Check out that story. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Or if you've got
Google Amber Earn online at listwithamber.com, listwithamber.com, and you can start packing.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, if you call in right now, we should be able to sneak you on this show before we wrap up this, 7 o'clock hour of the show. John Jackson, the Joker from X, with us in the 8. And I think you'll stick around for the 9 o'clock hour of the show as well. We always take in newer callers first. If you're somebody who's never called in before or you don't often call in, I know, you know, our phone lines will quickly fill up. So we try to give the folks who called in, haven't called in that often, a chance to call in first. And we try to take the Montana callers first as well, because, of course, it's always fun because a lot of John's followers and friends on X will call in from across the country as well. Number stays the same, 406-294-0970. You can also message us on the Montana Talks app as well. All right, let me see here. What should we sneak in before we run out of time this hour of the show? Oh, we got to get to this one. Kid Rock, he was on with Jesse Waters last night. The rocker Kid Rock was on with Jesse Waters last night. Now, I don't remember this. I didn't know this, but Kid Rock actually performed. You guys remember Kid Rock performing at the RNC, at the Republican National Convention, with President Trump last summer. But did you know that he also performed as part of Barack Obama's inauguration? And they were talking about that last night on Jesse Waters' program, and Kid Rock said, look, I didn't vote for Obama. I didn't support Obama. They asked me to be a part of it because, you know, they wanted to show that they were reaching out to other folks or whatever. And so he says, okay, yeah, I'll perform. And it was out of a respect for the office of the presidency. Anyway, here's more from Kid Rock and Jesse Waters talking about the state of the country. And I think Kid Rock actually probably summed things up better than a lot of the philosophers out there.
Yeah, not only that, Jesse, I actually thought about that before I came out here. I was like, I didn't even vote for Obama, but they wanted to have kind of an inclusive event. They called me as a more conservative guy to play it. I'm like, sure, I'll respect our presidency. I'll go play it. And then just recently, took Bill Maher to the White House for dinner, one of Trump's biggest adversaries. And if it wasn't for Fox News and some social media, nobody would hear about it. Trying to do something positive to bring this country together. And I've said it, and I'll say it again, because I think it needs to be echoed until they get it through their fat skulls. The mainstream media is is freaking public enemy number one right now. Just the clips you just ran of these people from the New York Times and these other nut houses they call media establishments. It's absolutely freaking ridiculous. I mean, and then they say to, you know, Charlie Kirk, God bless him, by the way, his wife, kids, that, you know, he's inciting this, he's inciting that. I'm someone who understands better than anyone as being a very vocal Trump supporter from day one. They've called me a racist Nazi for years now. I mean, go look up a few facts about my life, my children, where I, you know, everything. But other people start to echo this. Just people who write dumb articles and think, you know, I'm trash and they hate my music, and they say he's just a racist Nazi. And, you know, this starts to build and build and build. So you get these nut house kids who are doing nothing but playing video games, watching these occult movies that are all over our streaming services, that won't go outside to play any sports or anything. And, you know, then they think they're going to do something good. I'm going to go kill a Nazi. I'm going to go kill a racist. And they're literally mentally deranged. We need to bring the freaking nut houses back.
Yeah, you're incentivizing these loner kids to take shots so they can be heroes. And then every time after it happens, kid, they say, oh, we all have to come together. We all have to come to both sides are violent, both sides, let's, and then they just move on and start calling us fascists again.
Yeah, just like we told you is already happening with the radical left and their Sunday rally on the UM campus. And by the way, okay, so is the liberal media going to follow up with the Montana Democrat Party? Are they going to follow up with Democrats, with the Missoula Democrats? Are they going to follow up and say, hey, look at what these people are saying? What's your reaction? Could you imagine if the tables were turned and if college Republicans were holding rallies where they were saying these types of things? Every single Republican elected official in the state of Montana, they would demand that they give some sort of a statement in response to it.
Smokey the Bear.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.